Today is Monday, July 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today is no different. All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with a voicemail. How about it?
Hello, lovey. I was just wondering if you're still doing that blender thing. Hadn't heard anything about that. Didn't know if you would just given it up. And also, the electrician, is he installing an outlet for your hot tub? Might be a good time to go ahead and get that done also. And maybe you should get some outlets put in for cameras outside so that you can see your neighbors cutting the grass at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, thank you for calling. Wonder if he figured out it was me up here in Portland. I don't know.
Thank you for calling, Fatty. I appreciate the call as always. I do know your phone number and I did look at it, so I know who you are. But also, this may be my second time trying to record this episode because I had a memory lapse and I couldn't remember what I did. I had to go look at my calendar. I need to start taking notes. I shouldn't have even admitted that because, you know, I could have just gone along as if everything was perfect. And but, you know, who wants to do that? All right. So what did I do over the weekend? So let me answer your questions, first of all. Just going to see how far along in the little show I am. So first of all, those are all good ideas. The hot tub plug, outlet, thingamajig, the camera stuff. It's all, they're all good ideas, but unfortunately those are projects for another day. The amount of money it took just to get the data cables and also the switches, because we ended up installing, I think they installed maybe, I bet it was more. I bet it was like 38 switches that they installed. And Nessa emailed me, and I'll actually read her email. She said, if you need content, you can read it. Well, why not, Nessa? I mean, I might as well. She says, 32 switches, question mark. That's her, that is her actual subject line. She says, I appreciate the advice. I only have maybe 13 switches in my house. Maybe 15 if I count the garbage disposal, laundry closet, and garage. The reason I'm leaning towards switches, sorry, Daniel, is I have these speakers in each room. It was also an intercom system that doesn't work, but the radio does in every room and outside, so I don't know how much electrical would need to be done, but I want to add some equity, you know? And then she says, you don't have to read this on your show unless you need content. Of course, I always want to read, contact Nessa, you know? But yes, send me links. So yeah, thank you, honey, she says. Well, thank you, honey, for the content. So yeah, Nessa, I'll send you some links, but so yes. So I do, you know, again, Daniel has a point, but I did want to say one other thing about switches versus light switches or switches versus bulbs. I don't know how Daniel's house is laid out, but for instance, in my kitchen, I have can lights and I have like, I don't know, 8 can lights over the just in the kitchen. And then in the living room, I have, I don't know, 6 or 8 can lights in the living room. And the thing about bulbs is you have to buy a bulb for each one of those lights. Well, each one of those bulbs are anywhere between $30 and $50. So another reason to go with switches is normally you buy 1 or 2 switches and it can control all of those cans. I mean, depending on like your setup, but I had a lot of three-way situations. What that means is when you have 2 different switches that control the same lights, so then you have to, you know, buy multiple switches for that. But regardless, if you have a lot of bulbs that each switch is controlling, those end up costing a lot more than switches. Because if I'd have done just in the kitchen, let's say, just the kitchen overhead, The switch that controls the kitchen overhead was $40 for the switch. I had to buy two of them, so it was $80. But there are like six can lights that that controls. If I, let's say I went with a $30, you know, some $30 something, that would be $180 to do bulbs, and the bulbs can go out at some point. I mean, they last a really long time because they're LED, but they can go out. So the switches, you know, $80 for the switches, $180 for bulbs. So, you know, I mean, that's another. So I think switches are actually more cost conscious depending on which switches you get. So, Nessa, I'll send you some links. But I mean, I really love Wemo, the Wemo switches. They have three-way switches. They have dimmer switches. They have just regular switches. If you have lights that are just controlled with one switch and you don't need anything fancy, they have those as well. Their app is not great, but once you get it set up, like you can hook them up to your Amazon Echo. You can hook them up to your Google Home. You don't even have to use the app other than just setting it up. So I really like them. There are a couple of other brands that a lot of people like as well. I don't think you can really go wrong. I don't think there's a brand that like sucks, but the one that I'm familiar with and I've been using these Wemos. I have a couple of Wemo switches that I've been using for probably 8 years, and I've just literally taken them out of one home and moved them to the next home, and they're still working. And, you know, also that Belkin Wemo, they sell plugs. They have some appliances that you can get that all work in this whole Wemo ecosystem. So I think it's really good. So back to Fatty, to your point about all of those, you know, different things the electrician can do, I just, you know, I had to kind of cut it off at what they did. However, and we don't know when the hot tub is going to be happening because the landscaper, you know, based on what he told me, we're not even going to expect a design for another couple of weeks. And then after we get the design, he said they're 7 weeks behind on their scheduling, or, you know, 7 weeks out. So even if I got the design this coming Friday, let's say, it would be 7 more weeks until they even start the work. And then, you know, how many ever weeks it takes to get the work done. So we'd be looking at October, November before we even have a patio or a porch to put the hot tub on. And I wasn't really sure, like, are all hot tubs going to have the same kind of plug? You know, and cameras is something that would be way in the future. So anyway, no, they just did like 38 switches, I think is what, I don't know the exact count, but it went up. It was more than what I originally quoted. And then, so no, they did not do a plug outside for the hot tub. So over the weekend, not much happened on Saturday. Mark had his service appointment for his car, and he was gone for a while for that. And I was working on Pride 48 stuff because I needed to send out an email to remind everybody about the August event, to kind of let everyone know about the Zoom cocktail hour. So we're having a Zoom cocktail hour next Saturday, which is the 25th. Yeah, the 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Daniel's doing a game show, so everybody should attend that. So I wanted to put that in the newsletter. I wanted to remind everyone about the August event. I had some updates I needed to do on the website. I finally got all the recordings added to the June event page. So if you guys want to hear the recordings, you can go there. And I still owe Taylor a list of the people who donated during their shows. It's a lot of work, Taylor, I'm just going to tell you, because I literally have to go through the spreadsheet one by one. But I'll do it. I'm doing that tonight, but I forgot to do that over the weekend. And so basically just Pride 48 stuff while Mark was gone. And then when he got home, we watched that Filthy Rich documentary, which is the Jeffrey Epstein documentary. And I won't say much about it because I talked about it on Mix Minus, which is my new podcast with Daniel. If you guys want to subscribe to that, and you really should, we ended Dubious Intent, but we started a new show called Mix Minus. You can go to mixminuspodcast.com and you can subscribe there. So we binged that documentary, and then we finished up The Order on Netflix, and we also have been watching The Politician. So a lot of Netflix watching on Saturday. And then I did have Mix Minus Saturday evening. We did that live on Pride 48. And then on Sunday, I had these plans to get up and mow the yard early because I really needed to mow. And I recorded Throwing Down with Joe Batanz at 10:30 a.m. my time. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to get up at 8, even though I know I've wishy-washed about what time is good to mow your yard, but and 8 is not the most ideal time. I would say if you rank them, the best time is between 4 and 6 p.m. The second best time is between 10 and noon in the morning. And then the third best time would be like between 8 and 10. So, I mean, it wasn't the ideal, but I really wanted to get it out of the way. So I go out there. And anybody who listens to Throwing Down, you've already heard this, but I'll just say it again. I go out there and I forgot to put the damn battery on the charger last time I mowed. So, and I was going to make that a ritual. So it just screwed up the morning. So I had to put it on the charger. And then, as I said before, the reason I don't like trimming or weed eating, as we call it here in Arkansas, is I'm not good at putting restringing the line in the trimmer. And also I'm just feeding the auto feed thing where you tap it on the ground like that. So I was trying to refeed the line. I couldn't get that to work. The battery was dead on the mower. I finally started mowing at like 9:30 or 9:45 because I had enough charge in the battery. I only got like a third of the yard mowed, and then I had to stop and come up and record Throwing Down. So did that, and then the rest of the day on Sunday, Mark and I just kind of, you know, I finished mowing the yard, and I think I had a heat stroke because I got really nauseous and got the chills, and because I got super hot because I was mowing at noon. And then, so I didn't feel like eating lunch anyway. And then we had a suits meeting. We have moved the August event to September. I did want to tell everyone that it is going to be September the 18th through the 20th. And we're planning some really fun stuff. We're still going to do a Zoom cocktail hour during the August dates, but we're going to do the actual event in September. So there'll be more information about that coming up. And then today, I'll have to talk about this tomorrow, but today, the electrician installed all my crap. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.